How good are you at managing your risks? You do it every day, especially over the last couple of years. How many times have you asked yourself the question, is it worth the risk? We manage our own risks way more than we realize. Risk management is defined as the process of identifying, monitoring, and managing potential risks in order to minimize the negative impact they may have on an organization or yourself. In one word, it's all about protection. So if the potential risks for a business were security breaches, data loss, cyber attacks, system failures, or natural disasters, you would then monitor those, keep watch for those threats, and have a plan to protect your business from those risks. It's the same for everyday life. Think about it. You manage your risk from the moment you wake up to the moment you fall asleep. Do you unplug all your appliances and hair tools before you leave the house? Do you have a home security system with cameras? You should have fire alarms all throughout your home. It's a huge risk not to. The risk of dying in a home fire is cut in half in homes with working smoke alarms, so it makes sense to have them. Risks are all around us, so we manage them daily. We change our passwords, we wear seatbelts, we take vitamins, we exercise, and try to eat healthy foods. We become aware of risks, leading us to adjust and proactively try to manage those, ultimately to protect ourselves. Still, we love an adventure. Life goes on. So we go camping where grizzly bears live. We get on cruise ships that could sink. Hello, Titanic. We swim in the ocean where sharks like to swim and eat. Some of you jump out of airplanes for fun. What's the risk? What are the odds? I did read that one in possibly 1,000 parachutes will malfunction. That's why now there are usually reserve chutes attached. Is it worth the risk? For some of you, it is. Where does our faith come into play when it comes to risk management? We are called to pursue godly wisdom, but if you read Proverbs, you quickly discover the pursuit of wisdom and understanding is what leads us to the fear of the Lord. Knowing God holds all things as I prayerfully walk out my days is where I want to always be. It's so easy to put our faith in a lot of things to protect us and keep us safe. But ultimately, my life is not my own, and my trust and faith must be in the Lord. The Apostle Paul is a perfect example for us. He knew the deadly risks he faced, yet his eyes remained fixed on Jesus. The odds were way against his survival. Still, he pressed on, preaching the gospel, establishing churches, defending the truth, and running the race set before him. When it came down to it and he weighed the odds, it was always a win-win scenario for him. He had nothing to lose and everything to gain. Philippians 1:21. For to me to live is Christ, and to die is gain. These words couldn't be any clearer. I guess you could say this was Paul's risk management approach. A life lived in Christ and for Christ is one that's without risk. It's a faith that reaches beyond the odds and brings peace in knowing I am his on this side of heaven and I am his beyond this life. For me, to live is Christ and to die is gain. That's the truth. When we understand that truth and believe it with all our heart, the risks we may face begin to fade because we know our purpose and we know there is so much more. Don't live this life without knowing Jesus. It's so not worth the risk. I'm Lori Klein.